T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Todd McShay, who's ESPN's draft analyst, back in November had some very high praise for Jake Fromm. Says, never been around a quarterback in meetings who's impressed me more than Jake Fromm. Everyone in the program agrees, talking about how scouts drool over Jake Fromm when they think about that stuff.
Yeah.
But that was November 8th.
Yep.
And I would have thought that given what happened since then and the games that Jake Fromm had played since then and honestly underperformed in games would have had some effect on his opinion. Mm-hmm. But you said you heard him talking this morning saying just the same stuff.
I heard him this morning. He was on one of the morning shows and national morning shows. And he was talking about basically he's like, you know, NFL, he's the guy that everybody's waiting to see whose decision. I mean, of course, everybody's waiting on Tua. But then he said also and Jake Fromm. And I was like, really? And he was like, yeah, because – they love it. They think, and he was saying him and other scouts and GMs, NFL personnel people, think that Jake Fromm is the most ready mentally to play right now in the NFL because of the fact that he's so smart. He knows where to go with the ball. He knows how to adjust protections and all that. I was like, okay, what does that have to do with on the field, though? Because I know y'all saw the missed throws, but they were like, well, you looked at his – remember the O-line was – it seemed like every week one of the starters was hurt. It looked like, you know, the receivers weren't in the position. I mean, all this stuff was brought up when he was talking about how teams are viewing Jake Fromm right now. He said the most pure talent of anybody in this, as far as arm talent, everything in the entire draft, the quarterback is Jacob Eason. You know, that's what they were saying as far as arm talent and all that. Their biggest thing with Herbert out in Oregon, he's not alpha male. He's not an alpha male as far as from the quarterback
that's
position.
It's so interesting because that's the need. Exact same thing they said about Mariota when he came out.
He's not an alpha male. The thing with Tua,
just Oregon
the thing with Tua
general.
is all about his health right there. I mean, this is how they were talking. I was like, they still think that he's going to be a first rounder. So that changed my whole opinion because being a first rounder is a big deal. Well, I was looking at Jake Fromm as a 4-year quarterback. That's my thing. And we were talking to Bullpen about it. You've seen a certain quarterback that goes back to school for their senior year.
Yeah.
And Jake fits the mold of that. And so – I still truly believe that he's coming back, but I wouldn't be surprised if he left.
Yeah, and I guess what we don't know, and this is only something that we're going to be able to speculate about, is how much that matters to Jake Fromm.
Yeah.
Because he's going to be – you can have those conversations, right? Like, you can't hire an agent and all that, but you can get the evaluation of what your NFL
– You go up to the compliance office.
Right, and they tell you basically where you'd grade out and where you might go. Mm-hmm. And if Jake Fromm does that, which he's going to, and he should, I mean, that's
already done.
Yeah, we
probably
absolutely should do that. And they tell you go in the first round. I don't know. I mean, how do you, unless it's so much more important to you to try to come back and win a championship, which I would respect, to try to come back and have your name higher up in the record books, which would be totally fine. Like, I don't know where that stuff falls in terms of the value for Jake Fromm, but it would be really hard to turn down all of the guaranteed money that you're going to get as a first rounder, not knowing at all what's going to happen. Because you think about guys that do come back, how many guys actually help themselves when they come back for their senior
year?
And
that's the biggest thing. How many guys help themselves? You know, did Justin Herbert help himself? I mean, he's still drafted where everybody, well, he thought he might be drafted higher. A lot of people had him as a first quarterback. And he's also saying he's hearing rumblings of these kids from Alabama might come back now because of the same reason the kids from Clemson came back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.